The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Forget the tie or the socks for Father's Day this weekend. Buy Dad a trip. That's what I say, Rose. Let's go big.
You could just get him a travel gift certificate. We could handle that.
There you go. Rose Gray, and of course, my name is Dayton Kane. Thanks for hanging out with us today on the Fox World Travel Show. How are you?
I am bubbly and excited and warm and glad we got some water and thrilled that we have a guest in studio today.
You know the term rose-colored glasses? I see why they call it. It's not what you think. It's because Rose Gray always has a perspective. It's like, yep, here we go. So what do we have new? What do we have exciting that we need to talk about this week?
So for many of you who follow news and tourism and travel and all of that kind of stuff, you're seeing that the EU met again in Brussels, and Wednesday they basically said that the 27 countries that are part of the EU should just let people in and then let them to their own devices to determine how that would be handled. What are you coming from, a red country or coming from an orange country? Are you coming vaccinated? If not, what are you going to do? So the countries themselves are making the policies, but the EU is saying to those members, let's just let everybody in.
Okay, so now we really have to check, though, if we're going to a certain destination, because it's almost like the Wild West again of there. If I'm going here, it could be one thing. If I'm going there, it could be another thing.
That's exactly correct. And so with all of that said, I mentioned that we have a guest today. And so what this guest and I are going to be talking about is the fact that our Paris and Normandy River cruise for September is on. Let's just call it on. So with that, I just want to welcome Dayton. Tell us who's in the studio that you've never physically met.
Jeff Wagner is in this studio quite a bit, I hear. I understand that he's here.
For 23 years, yeah.
But now we are actually in the studio together. I have not met you face-to-face, so it is nice to meet you. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. This is great. You know, when I started out here, I mean, I was on 6 days a week, and I used to do Saturdays, and we'd do, like, the Fox World Travel Show, and I had some of my own shows as well when we weren't preempted by sports. And so it's nice to be back here on Saturdays and see everybody. There is life after Monday through Friday. It's nice to know that.
He's lying, though. He had to get up early. He's like, I usually kick back with a mimosa right now, chilling.
Heading for the golf course, but that's okay.
There we go.
So Jeff's here for a reason, because, as I said, Paris and Normandy River Cruise with Jeff Wagner of WTMJ and our good friends at Uniworld River Cruise is on. Officially, right now, it's on. So Jeff, how are you feeling about this?
Well, I'm excited. Let's kind of back up, Rose. This will be our third river cruise with Uniworld. And when I first started, years and years and years ago, I did a couple tours, and it was sort of like there's a lot of time on buses, and there was, you know, bags outside your hotel room at 5 o'clock in the morning. And it was interesting to see places, but that really wasn't my idea of a vacation. And when you and I sat down a number of years ago, I said, you want to do a trip with listeners? I said, yeah, it's great, but here's some of my concerns. And Rose immediately said, river cruising, which is so very cool because essentially you get to the boat, you unpack, and then they take you, you know, and you're every morning you wake up and you're in a different port. And we've done the Rhine, we've done the Danube with large groups of WTMJ listeners and had an absolute blast. And this is, I think, the most spectacular one. This is, it's the Seine in Paris, but we're going to Normandy. And I was so excited. This was originally scheduled for a year ago. And, of course, you know, the world changed a year ago, so the whole thing had to get put off. And, matter of fact, the only reason we're talking about this now is because it was pretty much fully subscribed a year ago, but some people, you know, had to drop off because of the time thing. So we just found out it's on again. We've got a little bit of availability, and we're really encouraging people to come on out. I will tell you, if you have not done river cruising, you really owe it to yourself. It's a great experience. It's a smaller experience. It's a more intimate experience, and we've had a great time over the last, again, our last two trips, and I've always wanted to see Normandy. I'm a history buff, and this is kind of a trip of a lifetime for me.
So I have to tell everybody, Jeff has also been now introduced to Uniworld River Cruises, which is creme de la creme, right? And we are going to be on the SS Joie de Vie, Joy of Life. I've been on the ship. It will knock your socks off. Yeah. It will knock your socks off. Steph enters the room, and that scares me.
Yeah.
No, we're good.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
We're okay.
Okay. No breaking news. Yeah, that does worry you when the news person comes in.
She wanted to join the party. She saw Jeff was here.
You know, and the other cool thing, Rose, is you are going along with us.
I just found
that out this morning. I'm excited about that.
So I think the dynamic duo, then throw Fran into
my
the mix.
My wife Fran, right. Yep, absolutely.
I think it's just going to be great. So I'm with Jeff. The highlight of this trip, certainly Paris. I posted something on Facebook this week, how much I miss Paris. I truly miss it. But if you've never been to Normandy, the beaches of Normandy and the American Cemetery there, it is the highlight. It is the jewel in the crown of this trip. It will blow your socks off.
Right. And that's one of the big sell. When we were first talking about that, because I mean, we loved a lot of the places on the Danube, we loved a lot of places on the Rhine, but you know, Normandy is something again. As a history buff, I cannot wait to get there. And I think you know we've talked to people who are going along, and they're just excited about it as well. They're just the opportunity to be part of it.
We need to take a break. You want to give the information on how people can get this trip? We'll come back more.
Yeah. So 866 Go Fox Go. You can go to our website and find it, but you will see everything looks like it's sold out because we need to go back to Uniworld and pick out a cabin for everybody. So that's what's going on with that. So you need to call during the day, 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, 866 Go Fox Go. We can help you.
Jeff Wagner in here. I feel like you should be sitting where I am right now. This is
no, but I'm impressed because you're taking the break on time. I'd probably be blowing through that. So
we'll be right back. It is the Fox World Travel Show. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. My name's Dayton Kane, and with Rose Gray, special guest in the studio this morning, although he's here quite often, Jeff Wagner, talking about the trip that you guys are taking. Fill us in some more. It sounds exciting.
It is. And so we're going on and on about Normandy and the beaches of Normandy and the American Cemetery and all of that, and that is very much a highlight. But there's a lot more to this trip. We have an opportunity to go to Monet's Gardens, which are spectacular. That's where he obviously got his inspiration. We'll be going to Rouen. Don't I do that well? Rouen.
I'm impressed, yeah.
Sounds like you have a little bit of a stroke, actually.
And then at the end, we get to spend a little bit of time in Paris as well. So what I also
Versailles.
Versailles.
I'm looking forward to that. Yeah. Versailles.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. So did you go to Schönbrunn Palace when you were on the Danube trip?
Yes.
Okay. Schönbrunn was sort of supposed to be the Habsburg's Versailles, and it didn't come close, right?
Right.
It didn't. Yeah.
It was nice, but yeah.
Yeah. So a lot of those things, but you'll also know as you look through the itinerary, which still is up on the website under foxworldtravel.com, vacation travel, and then groups, there are a lot of opportunities for biking and hiking. So if you say to yourself, wait, now, so I'm going to get on a motor coach, drive about 20 minutes to this particular attraction, that kind of thing. I want to do that. There are opportunities for you to hike and bike with their wellness people from the ship if you'd rather do that.
Yeah, that one of the cool things on the trips is typically they give you a couple different options. You know, you can do a walking tour of the city or whatever on a daily basis depending on where you are. And then everybody comes back to the ship in the evening, and Uniworld does a great job with the wines and with the food. And typically it's the meals are prepared with an emphasis on whatever the local produce is, wherever you are. We've had a great time, and the groups are fun. I mean, this would not be my third one that I was going on, Rose, and if the groups weren't fun. And it's good people, and it's good listeners, and everybody has kind of a common bond, and it's really, this is a great opportunity to go out and see a part of the world that I think a lot of us want to do. And there's an opportunity to play golf one morning.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that.
And so you have to make choices. There's always an included excursion every day. So unlike the big ships that many of you have sailed on, where everything you do is an additional, this is not. So this is unlimited beer, wine, and cocktails, unlimited food, and then one excursion a day. So when you see the price, it's pretty all-inclusive, quite frankly. A couple other things that you can do, that you can add on if you choose to do so, and you'll come home with a couple bottles of wine, I'm sure, of it. That will be at your own expense. Mm-hmm. But yeah, here's an example. So in Paris, they have one of the choices for a city tour is do as the locals do. So rather than get on a motor coach with a guide, which I love to do and get an overview of the whole city and that kind of thing, you actually immerse yourself into the Latin Quarter and the right bank and the left bank. And then you sometimes take public transportation and you go to the market that they might be shopping at, and you go see where mom and dad put their child on the train to take them to school before they go to work in their very Parisian type way. So there's always options. That's what I like about this. I use this often. People are worried when they go on a tour of this nature. Is it going to be very, very structured? And I always say within the structure lies the freedom.
Well, yeah, and what we would do a lot of times is we'd be on like the walking tour and you'd see the thing and then it would end and we'd say, this looks like a really interesting restaurant. So some of us would go back and we'd have lunch at the restaurant, and then, you know, you hook up later on with the group or you get back to the ship or whatever. But there is that flexibility to do that, and a number of different options that are out there. And I will say this, the guides, the local guides and stuff, absolutely exceptional. I mean, it's just I've really been impressed with the Uniworld experience.
So Jeff has never been to the American Cemetery.
I've never. No.
So this will be a very moving experience. Quick story. This is what I've been there. I think I've counted 5 times this morning when I was trying to put it all together in my head. So what I do is I actually learned this from my good friend Colleen, but I look for a Wisconsin grave, a Wisconsin connection. And the last time I was there, I stand at this vast array of rows and rows and rows of crosses of crosses and stars of David, and I say I'm going to walk down 3 rows, go in 4, and that's where I'm going to start. Then I start walking until I find a private. I usually try to find a private because I feel like he was probably 18, from Wisconsin. His parents never got to come here because they're little potato farmers or something. I don't know. But this past time I went, I walked in. I said, I'm going to go in 3, over 4. That's where I'm going to start. And it was somebody from Wisconsin. It was a private, and he died on my birthday.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So he didn't die in the D-Day, in the invasion, but he obviously died from wounds shortly thereafter. So
I can't imagine how sobering it is to stand in front of that and just look at that.
So I'm telling you, the opportunity to go to this wonderful spot in the world on a great river cruise with Rose Gray and my wife Fran Wagner. That in and of itself, I'm telling you, that is a selling point. Now I happen to be along as well, but that's okay. I'm just kind of I'm sort of the baggage. But we are very excited. And again, it was pretty much fully subscribed, and we have a couple vacancies. The larger the group, the better. But it's still a manageable number. And if you're ready to go back and travel, this is a great opportunity to do it. And this is a part of the world that I'm not sure I'm ever going to get back there. So I was excited when Rose called me up and said, hey, we're going. The trip is on. So it's going to be cool. And September's a great time to go, right? Early September.
This weather is going to be outstanding. So the trip itself, we should tell everybody, is actually September 4th through the 12th of this year.
This year, which is nice.
Yeah, we're moving forward with it. We're ready to pivot if we have to, but let's keep our fingers crossed and say, let's not make that happen.
FoxWorldTravel.com is where you can go find the information, get your name in so they can call you on Monday and book this with you. Make sure you go along. Are you still hanging, Jeff, or do you got to go?
I'm not sure whatever our program is.
Well, if we knew one more segment, then.
Okay, one more segment. I'm around. You bet.
Coming up next, it's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Dayton Kanan with Rose Gray. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. We'll get back to taking calls in just a bit, but Jeff Wagner in with us talking about the big trip coming up in September, and there's still more to touch on. This is just a lot going on.
Yeah, so the beautiful thing about it is you can choose to book this tour with or without air. So if you're in the sound of my voice, and we know we have listeners in Las Vegas and we have listeners in Florida, and you just want to meet us there, we can accommodate that. But if you do choose to fly with us, we have nonstop service on United out of Chicago.
Nonstop. So, that's very cool.
Very, very cool. I don't think that probably ever happened to you, did it?
No, normally you'd fly somewhere and you'd have to change. Matter of fact, coming back from my last trip, We missed the connecting flight because there was some bomb scare at the one airport. And we ended up on short notice spending the night without our baggage in like Berlin or Munich or something like that. But it all worked out well. But direct flights are better.
Right. And so we should also say that France opened up to U.S. citizens. And right now there are requirements that include a vaccine and a negative PCR test. And we'll, you know, help you with that for sure. And Uniworld has told us that if they are still requiring U.S. citizens to be tested on the return, they will help us accomplish that and as well. So, right. In other words, somebody's going to come to our hotel in Paris or whatever it is and, you know, make that work. So for those of you who have those kinds of thoughts, we kind of got you covered there.
Right. But you do have to be vaccinated.
Yep.
That is the one rule, right?
Yep. So, and again, this is all very new. I mean, we're just opening up now. This is why we're kind of moving fast and furious. But we don't want you to miss out. If you are just one of those people that just said, I got to go someplace in 2021. I've got to get my passport out of mothballs. I've got to do something. This would be the something that you could probably feel comfortable with.
That's a special something. Absolutely. Yeah. And I can't tell you how excited we are to go and to go with listeners. And I think everybody that's traveled with us on the last couple of these river cruises, everybody would uniformly say they've had an incredible experience. It's a lot of fun, and I'm glad this is going. And I'm really jazzed to go to this part of the world. And I mean, I've read about these things. I've actually never spent any significant time in Paris. I did the south of France, which was wonderful. But this is going to be exciting, and river cruising is the way to go.
Yep. So again, a couple ways you can figure this out. If you want to look at the itinerary in depth, foxworldtravel.com, then vacation tab, and then Fox Groups, and you can see that. And it's in there. You just got to find it. It's one of the first ones that pop up because we don't have a lot left in 2021. And so the itinerary is there. The description of the ship is there. Pricing is there. It will show sold out. Don't let that deter you. Don't let that worry you. We're just doing that because we don't want you to book online right now. We need to go in and pick out a specific cabin for you at this point in time.
There we go. This is exciting. You get to hang out with Jeff Wagner and Rose Gray on this, so that makes it even better.
Well, I'm excited about hanging out with Rose Gray. That's the real appeal. Yep.
Jeff, we appreciate you coming in today
and
hanging out. Nice to see you. And we do need to jump over to the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Steph Graham. Good morning, Steph.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Dayton came in with Rose 68 on the way up to a high of 76. Going to be a gorgeous Father's Day weekend now that the storms rolled through. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. Before we jump to the phone lines, we do have a text here that asks if teenagers are allowed on the river cruisers we were talking about.
There are no actual age limits. I have been on, I think we figured out it was something like 15 river cruises or something like that. So in all of my experience, I have seen families who have had teenagers along with them on the cruise, but they were obviously well-traveled. I mean, we didn't have anybody running up and down hallways or anything right. Like this. I mean, these are very slow moving. On a river cruise, there isn't a casino and there isn't, you know, a stage with a Las Vegas Review show or anything like that. This is a cultural immersion. This is a learning experience. There are lecturers on board. So if you feel like your teen would fit in to that kind of an atmosphere, absolutely they're allowed. But just know, you know, I even asked a couple of them, are you guys bored? And they said, no, not too bad. A couple of the days when we were on the river for the entire afternoon, I found them upstairs playing board games on the back of the deck, and yeah, they were perfectly happy.
Good, so good. All right, let's take some calls. Roger from Milwaukee on with us. Good morning, Roger. Thanks for hanging. What's your question?
Good morning. We got a brochure in the mail from Trafalgar for a 9-day, 5-state tour of the national parks. I was wondering if Fox works with Trafalgar, if you can set that up.
We can, actually, yeah. Trafalgar is one of our preferred partners. They belong to the TTC, the Travel Corporation, and we absolutely can book a Trafalgar tour for you. And I'm appreciative of your call, Roger, because I think you know the value of having a travel consultant in your back pocket when you're doing these kinds of things.
All right, here's the problem. I live in Milwaukee, and all your offices are closed. I called yesterday, and somebody referred me to Sheboygan. That was the only place I could go face-to-face with someone.
Right. Do you need to do a face-to-face, or can you do all of this via email and over the phone?
Well, try. Does it work that way? I mean, is it, it will work out all right?
Yeah, well, I mean, our offices have been closed since March, and so we're rolling them out very, very, very slowly. And so I believe that in the next 60 days, probably the remainder of our 7 offices will be open. But if you don't want to wait that long, I would just start the ball rolling by calling directly to our Greenfield or our Brookfield office and working with one of them, because in the end, you will have the opportunity to go there for your final meeting with them before the trip happens.
Okay. Do you think that they're squeezing too much in here with 9 days for 5 states?
Typically, Trafalgar, it's a highlights trip. It's definitely a highlights trip. They're trying to get a lot in. And so the other good thing about being with a company like Trafalgar, wherever there may be queues or lines anywhere, you will always be at the front of everything that is happening. That's the kind of clout that they have. So you don't have to worry about that part of it.
All right. I appreciate it.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You very much.
Thank you.
They kind of have the fast pass for
they
travel,
do.
Huh?
Whenever I see people standing at the Vatican, and I know that they didn't book through a tour operator, and they are waiting in line, and we just march right in,
yeah.
I always feel a little guilty.
But not enough.
Not enough.
Not enough guilt there.
No.
You're going to do it. All right, Johnny and Montello, good morning. What's your question for Rose?
Yes. Rose, enjoy your show.
Thank you.
Hey, listen, I want to know about the options for traveling in Europe on the Eurail pass. I haven't been there in years. And unfortunately, when I was working. So not a lot of travel going on. But what are some of the options? Do the passes, last for 2 months? And what sort of, pricing are we talking about?
Right. So the pricing I'm not really sure about, because there's going to be probably 2 categories you can buy, sometimes 3, but definitely second class and first class. What's great about a Eurail pass is, and you've kind of got to have your itinerary formulated before you decide what pass works for you, is that there are so many passes to choose from. There may be just a Germany pass that allows you unlimited travel 4 out of 9 days. There may be a consecutive 3-country pass that allows you consecutive travel 21 straight days. There may be one that is specific to a day, like a real reservation where I need to go from Paris to Nice and I need to make this reservation. That's a point-to-point situation. So they have all kinds of really, really good options. Now, I will tell you this. I did speak to one of our frontline travel advisors who is a little newer to the industry, newer than me, because I've been doing it more than 35 years. I think she's been doing it like 10, and said, I cannot get through to Eurail. What do you think's happening? I think they furloughed their U.S. staff, and they've just started bringing them back on.
Okay.
So,
okay. And what about a pan European pass? Will allow me to go, from Bucharest or maybe Istanbul to all the way to, to Paris.
Yep. So what you want to do is, absolutely possible. There's a great big fat pass that's got some kind of a name that includes just about anything in a 16 country geographic circumference, if you will, and you can absolutely buy tickets to go on those. And did you go on Eurail when you'd been there before?
No, I've never really used Eurail for any period of time. I just traveled and to get from one point A to point B, and that was it. So I've never really used the Eurail system
So you know how great they are. I mean, they're timely, and in the first class cabins,
absolutely.
They're clean. And I mean, Amtrak could maybe take a lesson from some of these because they're great.
Yeah. Actually, I did take when I flew into Hafarovsk, Khabarovsk in Eastern Russia. I did. I was coming from Japan, so I took the the train from the Pacific to Moscow, which was going through the Russian tundra and wet my feet in Lake Baikal, and it was about 7 days on the train to Moscow. So that was quite an interesting trip.
Yeah, so it's kind of cool. So you've got this pass, and if you have like 4 days in a 9-day period, they just mark your little pass when you get on, and who knows, by the time this is all over, this could be a digital thing too. Right now, to my knowledge, it's still paper, and then they just punch it like a conductor, like you have in your mind, if you're thinking about what's going on a train, they punch that day, and you have that whole 24-hour period to use that ticket. And then you get to your destination and you stay there for a couple of days and then you get back on a train and away you go.
That's nice. I want to be Johnny when I grow up. My trips are like, I went to Eagle River and thank you for listening.
Thank you.
We appreciate the call, Johnny. Have a great weekend. We do need to take a break. Get your questions in. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
9:47. We are getting near the end already, Rose. My name is Dayton Kanan with Rose Gray. We are taking your questions on the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line at 855-616-1620. On the text line here, it says, what are your favorite all-inclusive for families with teens in the Mexico Riviera Maya, Playa Cancun area?
So any of the Dreams property, Dreams is one of the AM Resort family members, and they are equivalent in some respects to Secrets, which is the adults only side of that.
Okay.
But this allows children and teens and has activities for that age group. So any one of the Dreams, and there's a couple of them, would absolutely be a great choice. You can't go wrong with those.
All right. Pam in Heartland wants to know if there's any good hotels near the O'Hare Airport because she wants to beat security lines and just stay there the night before and then head over.
Sounds great. So I have always used the Sheraton Four Points very successfully. It's on Mannheim, right off of Mannheim Road. Easy to get to. The last time I stayed there, it was a little tired. But remember, during COVID, Illinois had much stricter laws and restrictions. And so I'm going to keep my fingers crossed that they got that probably back cleaned up a little bit. But then the other one is, if you go the other direction when you exit on that particular ramp, it's a Sonesta. It used to be Holiday Inn, and it has great parking. I like both of these hotels because they have great parking packages. And the Sonesta is, again, as I said, formerly Holiday Inn, and it is the place where Harry Caray's is. And who doesn't want to go eat at Harry Caray's?
I've been there. It's a cool place to go.
Yeah.
Why not?
So that's cool.
Let's do one more before another break here. It says, Rose, my family and I are going to the Bahamas in February of 2022. We're wondering about airfare. Should we wait until the trip gets closer and hope the prices will drop? Or should we purchase immediately?
I don't feel good about prices dropping. I feel like supply and demand is what's driving these high airfares right now. In addition to that, I can't imagine that for the long haul, the airlines are going to start giving some great big sales out there because they lost so much money during the pandemic. If you're looking at an airfare, I always say this, if you're looking at an airfare and it seems legit and it seems okay to you, you didn't fall off your chair when you saw how much it was, you may want to go ahead and purchase it. And the other thing is, if you have something committed, you know, sometimes people say, I'm going out to my niece's wedding. Well, you're going to go to that.
Right.
You know, how long do you want to wait before you actually buy that airfare? So I just don't anticipate airfares are going to go down anytime soon.
All right. We do need one more break. One last segment of the Fox World Travel Show coming up next on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studio, this is News Radio WTMJ. Take care of your vacation issues before you hit the road. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Dayton Kanan in with Rose. It is down to the last segment. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. On the text line here from the 414, it says, what's the difference between doing a tour directly with Norwegian Cruise Line and Yukon Alaska versus going with Fox for their group tours?
Okay, so from what I know about NCL, which is Norwegian Cruise Lines, they do not have an actual full immersion into the Yukon. So what you're going to do on that particular itinerary is you're going to be sailing around in the, you know, in the Inside Passage, but you're going to leave from Skagway after you do your White Pass Railway, and you're going to go into the Yukon 65 miles in. The difference is, first of all, we use Holland America for the majority of our Alaska group business, some Princess, but for the majority of it, the two groups that Colleen and I lead and have honed, if you will, are the Denali trip, which is 7 nights on land internally and then 7 nights on the Inside Passage. And then the Yukon. Okay, so the Yukon, Holland America is the only cruise line that offers a land portion, and then you go into the Yukon. You stay in Dawson City. You expend some time there and then continue on to get on the train, take the train to Skagway, and you have a shorter cruise experience. And so completely different, you know, concept all the way around. And the question is great because it gives me a great opportunity to segue into this. For those of you who are still thinking about Alaska, A, the space is going very quickly on our groups. B, the 24th of June is the day that the OnStage Alaska, for those of you who are on that call, you know what I mean. That's a webinar that we did. But for those of you who book now, you can get those promos. But it ends on the 24th of June. I think that's next week, Thursday.
Yeah, so there's no time like the present,
right,
to get in on that.
So it's definitely sooner rather than later. And so Colleen's trip has two trips. Both of those are filling up very, very quickly. My Explorer Alaska, which is Alaska and Denali, next July is filling up very fast as well. And so we have others to choose from. And certainly you can do Alaska on your own. We're not saying that you can't. This is for people who want an expert with them in the background, if you will, that continues to make sure that everything's going along smoothly. And we just like doing things the way we've kind of laid them out. We like the land portion first. We like the cruise after and those kinds of things.
That's something very important to reiterate, is that you guys do a lot of group travel, a lot of group excursions, but you book one-offs for people all the time.
Oh, that's absolutely.
For business, for pleasure, you guys do it all.
Right. So we are your full-service travel agency. We are business travel. We are meetings and incentives, and we are vacation. I just get to talk about the fun side of the business.
All right. We're going to take one call here from Arliss in Milwaukee. It's kind of a vague question. Can you narrow it down for us a little bit, Arliss?
I'm leaving Tuesday with my 18-year-old granddaughter, and we were unable to book a luau. Instead, we booked a glass-bottom boat trip.
Okay.
We're also going to Pearl Harbor, and we're also taking an island bus tour. Is there something else I should try and fit into our tour while we're there?
Are you just on Oahu for this trip?
Yes.
Okay. So another... If you do have some free time, I would certainly suggest the Polynesian Cultural Center. If you have a short amount of time, book the shortest opportunity there. They do have this great big long day pass thing that includes some things that maybe they're not even doing the luau right now because of COVID. I'm not sure. But if you can get to the Polynesian Cultural Center, it will give you a great look at the fascinating indigenous people of Hawaii. And there's a lot of them. It's not just Hawaiians are not just Hawaiians. There's lots of mixture there. So that might be an option. And then you did say you're taking a bus tour around the island.
Yes.
Okay, so then you will see the North Shore as well, because I wouldn't want you to miss the North Shore. People think of Oahu, they think of Honolulu, but there's a lot more there as well. So if you have some time, Polynesian Cultural Center, but don't forget to kick back and have a Mai Tai and enjoy your stay.
Yes. I want to tell people that all of the luaus that your agent had suggested to me are already sold out, so... Some of them are sold out as far out as September.
Right. And so what you might want to do at the hotel that you're staying at, when you first arrive, ask if they can, there's going to be a concierge there probably. Ask if they have any insight into cancellations and would that work for you. They may be able to help you out because there's just two of you.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Arliss. Have a great weekend. We have about 45 seconds left. Rose, what do we need to know?
We want to let everybody know that Paris and Normandy River Cruise with Jeff Wagner. Thanks again to Jeff for coming in this morning on his day off. September 4th through the 12th, it's happening. As far as we know, we're moving forward like it is in fact happening. We have a few cabins left. Don't let that opportunity pass you by. And then for those of you who are still thinking about Alaska, you got to get on it now, because soon you will be in Arliss's shoes and be dealing with everything is booked up already.
Exactly. Foxworldtravel.com, 866-GO-FOX-GO, Monday through Friday. You can call that number during what times?
9 to 5.
9 to 5. Always a pleasure. Thank you for coming in again
and showing
up. Happy
Father's Day to you, Dayton.
Yes, happy Father's Day.
And to all the dads out there.
To all the dads. Don't melt your siding. That's one thing. Take the grill a little bit away from the house.
Yes, please do.
We're going to jump over to the WTMJ Breaking News Center next with Steph Graham. Have a great week.
The preceding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.